your site. It's a Shabbos. She was filled with advertisers. You can still see the whole thing online, but it was during the Hesped live, 2,700 people watching it on live. So and I want to tie in with, you know, certain ideas that I think are important for everyone to keep in mind. Different types of people represent different ideals. And we find, we go through Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is mostly about the others, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. But there's sort of a lot of side people there, and very often, my shmuz and I like to talk about some of the side people and the lessons we learn from the side people. Noach's not such a side person. The whole parsha about Noach. There's Noach, there's Terach, there's Hogar, there's Lot, there's Haran. And Chazal tells us a lot about these people. Noach was a very interesting person. Torah says Noach is tzaddik, tomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he was a tzaddik tomim. It's an unbelievable madriga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be made that someone is a tzaddik tomim. On the other hand, Chazal tell us he was a mamin v'yeno mamin. What does it mean, he's a mamin v'yeno mamin? So we have, why did Chazal tell us? He didn't go into the Teva with Be'ma Marble until the waters just forced him into the Teva. Why not? I mean, it's a tzaddik tomim. The other thing is very strange. For 120 years, he's building the Teva, telling people to do tshuva. Someone who spent 120 years telling people to do tshuva, he didn't make one bal tshuva. That's a pretty bad record. Why didn't he make it? So, of course, if you're a mom and you ain't a mom, you're not going to make anywhere about Shuvah. What does it mean he was mom and you ain't a mom? He believed in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yes. Was all about his or not? Did he do everything he was supposed to? Yes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I'm going to do something of an overwhelming nature. Something different than ever happened before. It's going to be a marble. Everything's going to be destroyed. Everything is going to be crammed into a teva, and once the marble's finished, whole world will be rebuilt from everything that is in this teva. As big as the teva was, the clap of the world was small. To begin thinking in totally different terms than you ever, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it. But is it really possible? Is it really shayach for such a thing to happen? Yeah. To accept that there's a different reality than the one you're used to. You believe it, the question how deep it goes. When you want to communicate something to people, you have to believe it very deeply, that the reality that we live in is totally finished. It could be a change, and unless you people totally change what you act, the whole world's going to change. People didn't want to change. I don't know, but they said, if Noah, if it's true what you're saying, we're not going to let you go into the marble. Because we're into the teva. It's all, everything's going to come. We're not going to, if we didn't do tshuva because you told us to, and then you're going to survive, we're not going to let you survive. And Gaurav Baruch Hu said, no, this is what I want. And the world changed. Some people find it very difficult to think out of the way the world is, the way everything is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I run the world according to my cheshbon, it doesn't make sense. Okay. Comes along Terach. Terach's in the Avodah Zarah business. Avodah Zarah business. Avraham Avinu says, no, the whole world's wrong. I'm going to put my life on the line for it. The whole world's wrong. And what about Hubbard? He's hedging his bets. Wasn't sure. Terry Bogle doesn't want us to hedge our bets, no. Yeah. Avraham Avinu survived. Now, just imagine what happened in Ur Kasdim when that happened. There's Nimrod, and then this is fanatic. Avraham Avinu says, everything you people are doing is wrong. And it's all wrong. Then all of a sudden, gets thrown to the Kibshon Eish, and there's Goli right in front of him. So you expect everyone's going to change? No. People get set in their ways, and even when you confront them with the current reality, it's just wrong. Well, there it is. I don't know. Something's happening here, but I'm not about to change. People don't want to take their lives in their hands and redo their lives. Haran wasn't sure. Comes along Terach. Terach, it's interesting. He wanted to go to Eretz Canaan. What's an Eretz Canaan? He had a great, 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 great grandfather, Shem V'Eva. Yeah, remember me. Avraham Avinu is 10 doros, so Terach is 9 doros from Noach. So Shem is 8 and Eva is 7. So as far as Terach is concerned, his great, great, great grandfather all the way back is there in this little hole in Beersheba. And they're believing all the stuff that his son Avraham Avinu knows. Okay, we're on the way, and he never makes it. And Avraham Avinu's there in Chavrut. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? No, if you want to totally break, you got to totally break. And then comes along Lot. Lot doesn't follow what his father Haran did. No, he goes with Avraham Avinu, we're totally breaking. But along the way, Lot picks up a lot of himself. Avraham Avinu comes to Eretz Canaan and goes down to Mitzrayim. All these things happen in Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu comes back with great wealth. Gam Lot. And Lot also came back with a lot of wealth. But then, okay. But then, so Lot believes in all of Avraham Avinu's ideals until he gets money. Money is a very, it's a big nesayin. So Avraham Avinu went through different nesayins. He comes back on him, but there's another nesayin. Avraham Kovei Mod, he's very wealthy. Avraham Lot, very wealthy. Now, here, there are two ways of proceeding with life. It's different than Avraham. Avraham, you know, has his gedorim. Once he has his gedorim, get the money. The money has to fit into those gedorim. Lot doesn't go into life. Makes a lot of practical decisions. And those practical decisions are, listen, I want to feed my corrupt flock here. I want to feed my flock there. I can't stay within Avraham Avinu's narrow way of doing things. I got to do other stuff. And then I can't live in that madriga because I have all this money to worry about. It's nothing that is. Remember, he left Tokazdim. He left Haran. He's going with Avraham Avinu. Following him with his sister Sarah Imenu. But then he gets money and he can no longer live within that reality that Avraham Avinu has left. He chooses to live in the most prosperous part of Eretz Yisrael at the time stone. At the same time, he knew that they're evil people. He didn't necessarily become evil like them. They chose to live with them, become part of their society. Why? Because from his practical point of view, that's what it dictated. You can't live within the narrow restrictions of Avraham Avinu. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns everything upside down. And there is destroyed stone by Mora. Then what happens? So the Malachim say, come with us. We'll take you back to Avraham. I can't live my life on that life, on that level again. Ahorahim Walid. Go back to Avraham. I can't live my life on that level. So I'll do this, and in the end he lives a very disgraceful life. Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes us to live lives on different levels. And then we come to this week's parasha. This week's parasha is a very strange parasha. Avraham Avinu has a slave, Eliezer. Now, Eliezer, who damesek Eliezer? Golu mashke b'torosu shel rabbo. He knew Avraham Avinu's Torah was backwards and forwards. Hamok shel kol hashelo. He was in total control of himself, completely and absolutely. So he has a daughter. Does Avraham Avinu need a wife for Yitzchak? She grew up in your house. She's my daughter. I know all your Torahs. I give the Chazor Shir all the time. I know the whole Shir. I know every dictuk halacha they have. I do it. Total control of my Eitz and Horror. Do everything. So, Avraham says, Ato Oro, Yani Baruch. Name Baruch means David Baruch. So where do you go? You go to Basul's house, who have a brother Lavan. This Avor Azora, this is a Rosh, it's a Ganav. So that's Baruch, and this is Oro. Doesn't make any sense. The answer makes a lot of sense. Take a look in this week's Parsha. Never once does it mention Eliezer by name. Ha'evid. Once for ha'ish mishtoela. He's an ish. Most of the time he's an evid, he's not an ish. What's an evid? You're not allowed to be an evid. Avodahem, v'lo'avodim l'avodim. An evid is meshubid to something finite. Doesn't have a broad. He does what he does, not because he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does what he does, he connects his own, connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's meshubid to something finite and limited. Avraham Avinu's house, take a look at Terach. Terach was an unbelievable person. All the avos and all the imos came out of Terach. All came out of Terach. Terach had a lot of ideals. He got inspired by Avraham Avinu. He couldn't bring it all to the end, but he had a lot of ideals. Some people have ideals and they twist them. Some people don't even know what an ideal is. It's an evid. An evid meshubit to something finer. I do what I do because my other does it. I can't get beyond it. Look at what the story of Bereishis is. Whether it's Noah. Noah couldn't break out of a certain limited view. They were limited to how he could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world and how his role played, focused in it. All except the obvious. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Avraham, he says he's going to give him a child. Avraham says physically not possible. Sir Ein Lo Volad, she was physically incapable of having children. So Hayotzeh So Achutza. And what does Rashi say? Say chutz mitzdagnisum. You live in a limited world of causation. But if you connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. Everything is totally different. And because of that, that's why ki yadati v'lamana shiat save is one of his beso achrav. Lishmo derech Hashem. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu know that Avraham Avinu there's going to be a Hemshech? Wow. Noach couldn't influence anybody. Why is it? Because he knew that Avraham Avinu had that drive of idealism which enabled him to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Derech Hashem? The Rambam says, again, the Perek Aleph, Hilchos Davis. That's Midas Davis. The Rambam, Interesting Rambam in Shmona Prokem. Rambam says that he's talking, there's a similar Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Teshuva. Rambam's talking about Yud Gimel Ikrim, if you don't believe in them, you ain't no chelek olam haba. He says, and there are other people, ain't them chelek olam haba, even there are very, don't see, it's so weird. Malbim nechaber barabim, and all sorts of bad midas. He says, very simple. If you do a serious aver, there's an onish. But if you don't have midas tovas, you're on such a low madrig, you don't belong at olam haba. You have no shaychas there. It's not an onish. It's what did it feel like when you were in China? You just didn't belong. Right?
100%.
What
it's am I apparent. Doing? It's
what?
It's apparent.
It's very apparent. You just don't belong. But it's not just me, this is Derech Hashem. If a person understands by perfecting his neshama and the level of midas, etc., to connect on the Baruch Hu, then he can manish it. He can manish it itself as one of the base of Achav. What the Torah tells us to do is there's the world as you may see it around you. But there's something else. There's the world as the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it. Talking about the Shabbos project. For a person who's not never experienced a Shabbos, the idea that you have nothing to do with any electronic device for 26 hours is just something out of your entire world. Terry says, you want to know? You begin. This is the world, and you have to function according to the way we set it up. Then, once you have those gdorim, then you can do a lot of things in this world. You may not think it's practical. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he told us this is the way it's going to have to be. And if this is the way it's going to have to be, it's the way it's going to have to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he knows it can't function that way. There are two ways of living life. The difference between the Avos and all these other people. That's why the Ovis could create Klal Yisrael. And they could create a Hemshech. And the others couldn't. The others were stuck in the world as they saw it. They couldn't really pull themselves out of it to see there's a whole different world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you how you have to live your life. And Adrabha, when you tell that to people, sometimes they resent it. On the Pasuk, when Avraham Avinu tells Avimelech in last week's parsha, by he kashi hisu osi elokimi beisovi. So Onkelos translates, what does it mean? Vakasha hisu. The world worshipped Avodah Zarah. His osi elokimi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makar of me. And then my life was in danger. People who just want to live with the world the way it is resent those people who say, listen, the whole thing's wrong. It's a whole different world. And that's why Avraham Avinu felt the moment he separated himself, his life was in danger. And that's the door of Mabul. We're not going to let you go in. We're not going to accept this difference. And if it turns out that we're wrong, we're not going to let you survive. But that's a tremendous kayach. That's kind of being a Jew. A from Jew. And in the Sionis, the different Sionis. I often think, my grandfather, Zichron Lebrochen, came to the United States in 1898. How he survived Ruchnius, he was an 18-year-old. He came from a Hasidic background in Romania. He was a Bucher all by himself. Why did he came to the city of Boston? Why did he come to the city of Boston? He had an uncle in the city of Boston. And my great-grandfather was a rov in Romania, was nervous, what's going to happen to his 18-year-old son coming a bocher all by himself? He said, okay, there's an uncle there. My grandfather landed. went to his uncle, found out his uncle was a Talmud Chal Shabbos. No one back in Romania knew it, but okay. Said goodbye, I'm not having a shaychas. And he's an 18-year-old bocher all by himself. Before he left, he learned how to be a tailor, so he thought he'd have a parnasa. Came Friday, and like a lot of other people, you don't come Shabbos, don't come back Monday. Bocher all by himself. One thing he had, his father had told him, promised him two things. Never miss tefillah b'tzibur, and go to a shiur once a week. Okay. Now, that was an assignment in 1898, but really an assignment was keeping Shabbos and being all by yourself. And, okay, he survived it. Every door, that was an assignment of countless Jews. Most didn't survive it, and some did. Today we have other Nisyanis. When every door, what it means to be a from Jew, is the Torah sets down Gorim. This is where we have to live. Sometimes it's Shabbos, sometimes it's Kashrus, sometimes it's Yonetziah, sometimes it's Yonetziah, all sorts of things that not necessarily reflect what the world is. We go out to the world, we begin with the Gorim that we have. And the world has to fit those gara. We don't make ourselves fit the world and see how we're going to adjust the Torah to fit it. No. That's the biggest nesayim. And each door is different. My grandfather came to the United States in 1898, or my different great-grandfather came in 1892. The structure was, you couldn't keep Shabbos. There's no way to keep Shabbos. And so the answer is you fit in. You don't keep Shabbos. So most people did. Those people never, their children today are probably all married to goyim. Good number of them are. Those who survived, they say, okay, we'll create our own mascara. We'll create our own structure. So each of them became self-employed because that's the only way they could do it. But that was the Nisayan in 1892 or 1898. Today it's different Nisayanis. But don't think there's any difference between then and today. And the difference is, and the same thing is, that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had all this flock coming out of Mitzrayim. All that flock coming out of Mitzrayim. So the best business thing is to have them graze here. The tourist says, no. How am I going to take care of that flock? Well, that's not my problem. It's not going to be his problem. These are the Gdorim. This is the way it has to be set up. And what happens after that, it's in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lot said, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the flock. I have to take care of them. There's no reasonable business practice that's going to now allow me to deal with this and with your narrow view of Ram. You know, you've got to be a little flexible. And we're not. So how does Lot end up? Lot ended up Nebuch, in a total disgrace. It's in the sign of a Jew. To the degree that a person can take himself in his own hands and not allow himself to be pulled in all the directions of the world and say, listen, I'm in charge of myself, I'm in control of myself. I chart my life out according to what the Torah wants, and everything else has to fit into that. That's the biggest concern people have in life. And what may seem as insane, it's not practical. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the way it is, so that's the most practical thing we can do. And that's the biggest message, I think, that we get from a lot of these stories in Chumash. The non-practical people who say, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, they succeed. And the practical people who try to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the cheshbon, they end up with nothing. Now, I mentioned all of you who were in yeshiva, Rabbi Twersky. Some of you may have heard my hesped from the time of Leviah. One thing I said, time of Leviah, was very few people could really understand it. Rabbi Twersky's younger than I. He's 13 years younger than I am. So he grew up much later than I did. We both grew up in a city, devoid of any Yiddishkeit. Our own little individual families may have been something, but it was a little better when he was growing up. But the ability to create oneself in an image of what the Torah wants, and then to live that life and be totally oblivious to the world around you. The world is this, and the world is that, and the world is this, and the world is that. The values of this, the lifestyles of this, the goals of this, is a very, very difficult Nisayon. But the person who survives it ends up creating himself in the image that Terry wanted, and not allowing the world around you to create it, but you create the image what you want. I'll be Terry. You make us, you identify what the Terry wants through a lot of limud Torah. You're able to identify it together with Rabbeim, and then that's the way you live your life. I think one of Rabbi Tversky's unbelievable Kirchus HaNefesh was exactly that. From a very young age, I remember many, many years ago, his mother, my first cousin, complained to me. Once, she'd done the laundry in the house and was putting his underwear back in the drawers, and when she was doing that, she felt that at the bottom of one of the drawers there was a book there. She couldn't remember what book did he hide underneath it. So she goes down to say, who knows what she was going to find. So it's also chosh. Okay. Why he hid it, I don't know. I'm not sure. Some people do it earlier in life, some people do it later in life, and some people never do it. He achieved tremendous madrigas in every aspect of Boros HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simply because the tchunas hanefesh that he had was, I'm going to see what the Torah demands of me to the maximum. I'll live it to the maximum. And when I do live it to the maximum, I'll make the world fit. I'm not gonna fit the world. The world's gonna have to fit this. And that, I know, those of you who, if any of you will be at the dinner, we have a video interviewing, 12-minute video. It was put together from a few hours of interviews of many Talmidim of Rabbi Tversky's. And one of the Talmidim said very beautifully, he gave me Shaifas, what is possible in life. Some people are afraid to think what is possible in life. That's an aura. You're stuck here. Baruch, you have tremendous vistas of what is possible in the ruchnias of life, and you make the world fit there. And that, for those who are close to Rabbi Tversky, that ability to have she'ifas of godless and ruchnias and make the world fit, I probably is the biggest thing that he offered to his Talmidim, and many, many Talmidim actually gained from him, developed those she'ifas, what the godless and ruchnias that is really possible in life. And going through the stories, we see that people weren't willing to dream of what godless and ruchnias is. They end up living very pedestrian lives, and sometimes failed lives. Many of the cases of the people who do have that vision of what's possible, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses them and brings them to very great success. Okay.
I started seeing a shear.
What?
I started seeing a shear.
What? Yeah.